This is KUNC. December 19th, 2018 is a big day for Colorado's LGBT community. The Colorado Board of Health is expected to approve new rules to make it easier to change one's gender on a birth certificate, removing costly medical and legal hurdles from the process. Attorney Emma Shin was a part of a court case that prompted the vote.
It's a really big deal for trans folk because now they're going to have a document from the state validating who they are without having to jump through unnecessary, expensive, and, truth be told, risky hoops.
The changes follow other efforts by the state allowing transgender residents to update their status on other forms of personal identification. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, there's still a few obstacles to overcome with that.
You'd be one of the very few that gets to actually see this.
Jade Koch doesn't like showing people her Colorado driver's license. Sitting on the couch in her living room in Fort Collins, she points to the little F under sex. She says it doesn't fit her.
I personally fall into non-binary agender, like no gender.
Koch uses they, them, and she, her pronouns instead of male or female. Koch says it may not seem like a big deal, but having the wrong gender marker on her license has been a huge burden.
I've been shot at. I've been jumped. I have been physically assaulted on more than one occasion. So, like, that one little marker genuinely makes all the difference and prevents a lot of that.
To accommodate, the state recently started offering a third gender-neutral X option on driver's licenses. It's only the fifth state to do so.
So the rules are actually fairly simple.
Mike Hartman is executive director of the Colorado Department of Revenue, which oversees the Department of Motor Vehicles. He says anyone wanting to change gender on their license can now print a special form from the DMV's website.
And works with their licensed mental health or medical provider to identify what exactly mark they should have on their driver's license, whether it's M, F, or X.
Gender changes also no longer require proof of sexual reassignment surgery, a qualifier that was approved by the state back in 1984. That requirement was challenged in a Denver district court earlier this year.
We know that this is one of the main barriers that exists for transgender people.
Daniel Ramos is with the advocacy group One Colorado. It's one of several LGBT organizations that pushed for the new rules.
This is just another way that we continue to send a message that all are welcome in Colorado, that we value people, and that we want to make sure that we're eliminating many of these costly barriers to ensure that transgender and non-binary people can get identity documents that match who they are.
The state has already issued more than two dozen gender-neutral IDs since November 30th, and there's been no major effort to stop it. But for some, like Jade Koch, finding the right doctor to sign off for them has been difficult.
Yeah, this was one of the first ones I bought from the little record shop down in Loveland.
Back in her living room, Koch is showing me her vinyl collection. She says she's called around to doctor's offices, but they're either booked up or not familiar with the DMV's new form.
It's been a nightmare. I've had doctors flat out say, nope, will not. Find someone else.
She hopes to get her ID changed soon, but says it would be easier without having to get a doctor's signature.
We just need to stop the gatekeeping with, oh, you need to go see a medical professional and have this form. If we can just do away with that and just believe trans people, that would be lovely.
And Koch may get her wish. LGBT advocacy groups are working with the state to adopt yet another set of rules that allow people to self-affirm, meaning they wouldn't need a doctor's signature. Hearings on those are set for early next year. Matt Bloom, KUNC.